Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Last time on Red Rhino.
I'm moving out in 2 weeks, and I just want... I need to make sure that... Look, there are some things you gotta do.
Like burn everything under your bed?
No, moron. Like learn how to drive. Instead of telling Dad, I'll keep my mouth shut. As long as you back me up about moving, learn how to drive, and take care of Mom.
I'll do anything else. Just...
I can't believe you. I've done this for so long. I've been the oldest, and I've done everything for so long, and you can't...
You're not the boss of me.
You think it's easy being the oldest? Having to make sure that you guys get to school, that you're fed, because Mom sure wasn't gonna. Raleigh, what is Mr. Harless even letting you make down here? Wait, it's... Raleigh? Did you turn off the lights or something? Why'd it get... Wait. What's happening?
Okay, this timeline, the best, and maybe the most advanced. Okay, so look, I forgot to discard the food that I left from last night. By the way, I can still smell it. Anything that has that level of odor, it can't be great for you, right? Anyway, it was on Evangeline's desk, and I totally forgot about it, so I hurried back this morning, because I don't need her asking more questions. And I wanted to... It's just... It's gone. Does this timeline have magic? I haven't seen any magic timelines. That's not something that exists, right? Well, I mean, I guess the benefactor's power could be considered magical, but that's not magic. That's power from a source, like a Green Lantern ring. Oh, the Green Lantern, he's a fictional superhero on this world, not like any real heroes. There's actually a bevy of knowledge on fake superheroes. Their adventures are chronicled in something called comic books. That might really be handy. Wonder why that wasn't done for any of the benefactor's heroes. Anyway, I found the Wikipedia last night. Oh, doesn't seem to have any useful data. No updates on the Red Rhino or... That's what I can't figure out, though. The next phase of the timeline should have started now. Even with Wes gone, everyone else... Right on time. Mr. Whitaker! Coach Whitaker!
Yeah? Who?
Angelo, I'm new. Nice to meet you.
Slaymaker finally fire Evangeline?
No, we're just sharing office space.
Wait, we need two guidance counselors? If the one isn't cutting it, I'm
not a guidance counselor, Coach Whitaker. More of an investigator.
An investigator? Why did Slaymaker hire an investigator?
Principal Slaymaker and I worked out an arrangement. Seems as though Ordinaire has a superhero, or supervillain if you're Principal Slaymaker. Would you be willing to answer some questions for me?
Super... You're not, with the government, are you?
What?
Is superhero investigating, like, a new job now for the government?
Are you all right? You seem kind of jumpy.
No reason. Why would you talk to me?
I was actually hoping I could ask you a few questions about your brother.
My brother? I don't know what trouble Raleigh might have gotten into, but I can fix it. He's been a little,
distracted.
Did you hear that?
Not really an involved part of any conversation, are you, big guy?
Sorry, I've got to get to work.
Coach, I think that the gym is the other way. Phase two.
Thank you. everyone. Get to class.
Buck, where are you going? The gym is the...
Can't talk, but there's a man in your office.
Unfortunately.
Is he with the government?
Come again?
Said he's conducting an investigation. What's he investigating?
Well, 911, there's a fire in my house.
Wait, 911? What? Why does this keep happening?
Are you all right? You look as if you've seen ghosts. You haven't, have you? Or heard any voices?
Help!
Because I sincerely doubt.
I think...
That's a first.
Never mind.
Oh, come now. Don't get cross with me. I was only teasing. What on earth?
What is this?
I can't. But Wes isn't here, and it's not like... You know I am the guidance counselor, right, Mr. Whittaker?
So?
Take me to dinner tonight.
I'm at 83 Syracuse Avenue.
What did he say?
Dinner.
What?
Dinner. Dinner. You do that sort of thing, don't you?
Yeah, but we've never... I mean, that's not...
Think of it as an after-hours guidance session. You look like you need it.
Hurry, please!
Oh, all right. Yeah, looking forward to it. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Please, someone! Anyone! What's the point of tax dollars if I'm just gonna die? What?
Fear not. You?
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. Let's get you out of here.
What are you?
Common Sense, since you apparently seem to be missing yours.
Your superhero name is Common Sense, Captain Smartass?
What? No, God.
Look, let's get out of here. We gotta go.
I guess my last meal's gonna be a snack. I thought I'd get rescued by a hot fireman, but you... You're so much better. What's your name?
I don't, my identity is a secret.
No, right, I got that from your weird mask thing, but I meant, what's your superhero name?
I don't really have one of those yet.
I'm Taylor. Taylor Hall. Do you do anything like that rhino guy I was hearing about?
No, that guy, he's a loser. I can't afford to lose.
You're a big winner. Can you afford to go on a date?
Oh, what?
You know, a date. Two adults having dinner. I'll let you keep your mask on if you're into that.
Oh, I already have a date. It's not really a date. I don't think it's a date. But my schedule's full, so I...
It's okay, man. Thanks. I owe you.
I don't think you owe heroes.
Yeah, sure, but you're still human, I'm assuming.
Evangeline?
Mr. Whittaker.
Hey, Evangeline. You look...
They're getting our table. The buzzer will go off when they're ready. I wasn't sure. I thought you might have forgotten. About dinner, I mean. I didn't see you all day, so I didn't have a chance to remind you.
Yeah, usually coaching doesn't require me in the main office that much, or in the guidance counselor office. Ever.
I can't imagine you in one.
You'd be right. But I did try. A little, my senior year.
You did?
Yeah, you know. Wasn't sure where I was going. What I wanted to do with my life. Thought about...
What?
Nah, it's stupid.
I doubt that. Come on, what football team were you planning on joining?
None, actually. I was thinking of, like, joining the Peace Corps, or something like that.
Really?
Look, I know I come off as a...
Lunkhead?
You're too kind. But I don't... That wasn't always the plan. I wanted to help people.
And now?
This is probably not why you asked me out. I think our table is ready.
What? Oh, excellent. I need a drink. Excuse me. Excuse me, waiter. May I have one more whiskey, please? Just keep them coming. To be clear, I did not ask you out.
Okay.
You said that I asked you out, and I wanted to be clear that I didn't.
You asked me to dinner, right?
You look lost, so I thought I would help
That's
you.
That's asking out.
Thank you so much. But I didn't ask you out. Like, in a date sense. We couldn't. I can't. Not again.
No, wait. You said... Wait. Let's start over.
Certainly. I can grab the waiter, see if he can reseat us, or bring another bottle.
No, I mean... Hi. My name is Buck Whitaker. I'm the oldest of three boys, I'm a coach at the local high school, I live on my own. That last thing wasn't inviting you to my apartment or anything.
Thank you.
No, I just mean... Wait. Would you want it to be?
We're getting nowhere. This was a bad idea.
I'm Buck Whitaker. I have three brothers. I'm a coach, and I need help. Answers.
Answers?
That guy Angelo. He's from the government, right?
Government is a bit of a stretch.
What do you know about him?
What do you know about him?
Just in movies, whenever there's someone with superpowers in a town, there's someone from the government who shows up looking for them.
No. Do you know someone that has superpowers, Mr. Whitaker?
Only what I've seen in movies. I used to sneak Wes and Raleigh into my room to watch whatever new movie was out on DVD. Mom wasn't a fan of the violence, but I didn't want them to get beat up in school for not knowing a movie, so...
It must take a lot. To be the oldest in your family.
I'm gonna need you to, like, raise a flag when you change the play. We're just like anyone else.
Sure, but then everyone has issues, don't they?
You don't know anything about... Wes.
He maybe might have mentioned his home life once or twice.
Look, home is fine.
That's why you wanted to move out so badly?
Anything he didn't tell you? A guy my age, living at home...
I have a guess. That's not it.
Look, I just had to get out.
What you did for your family for so long, that was heroic.
No, that was life.
Some people, but many people would have done differently.
That stuff, it's just stuff, okay? That's not...
A while ago, I dated someone. Sort of.
Flag, Evangeline. Or hand signals. Give me something.
Shut up. We're bonding. The guy, he was very strong, but he couldn't see who he was. Couldn't understand what made him a hero. His strength was surface level. It didn't go much deeper.
Sounds like a tool.
Well, we are no longer dating. Buck, a hero, it takes a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, but mostly it requires a determination to not just do good, when it's easy.
I don't need to know about heroes, okay? I was just asking about the man in your office.
I see. I'm going to get the check.
You're leaving?
I have to head home. I've had a lot to drink, and I have to take care of my cat. But Buck, that ex, he... Power can easily corrupt what good exists if you aren't vigilant. Have a good night.
She may be the worst guidance counselor in the world.
Please leave your message.
Hey, Wes. Just met with Evangeline. She... No wonder you're always trying to shake her. She's kind of... intense. She was telling me about this guy she used to date. Can you imagine dating her? Anyway, I just wanted to check in with you. She mentioned some stuff about her family, and I was thinking... I don't know. You've never really thought of me as, like, a hero, have you? The stuff I did, it's not crazy or out there. It's what anyone would do, right? I don't know what's got me thinking about this, but today, something strange has been happening. And I don't know what that makes me. But I guess there is someone else I could ask.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Hall? The nurses said you had a few more minutes before visiting hours were over.
Do I know you?
I'm Bradley Cooper, with the Ordinary Times.
Bradley Cooper? I thought you guys already sent someone to interview me.
We did, sir. We just want to be thorough. Fact-checked and stuff.
Well, ask away. I feel like a real celebrity, everyone asking me about the new superhero.
What? Can you tell me about him?
He was amazing. Just barreled into my living room with absolutely no regard for his own safety. I've been trying to figure out where he comes from. I think he's an alien, like Superman.
Alien?
He was fireproof, super strong. You know, he carried me out like I weighed as much as a stack of pancakes.
And that makes him a hero? Just that he has powers?
Well, no. He said he can't afford to lose, but he's my big win. He decided to save me. He's my hero.
But aren't there... There are tons of other people. He can't save everyone. Isn't that failing those he doesn't save?
You sure you're from the Times? I remember the other guys asking me these types of questions.
No, this is great. This is just what the other said.
Oh, good. I just wish I could thank him. Tell him that he's doing some real good.
I'm sure he knows this is his purpose. And no one better stand in his way.
G-Man, I know you're in there.
G-Man?
How do you know who I am?
Coach, well, you're Wes's brother.
Yes, what do you know about him?
Nothing. He's been missing.
No, he hasn't. He's with my Aunt Charlotte in Portland.
Well, he's been missing from here.
But he's not truant. That isn't even an FBI division. Is it?
FBI? What are you talking about?
You said you were with the government.
No, I'm investigating.
Like someone in the government.
Or insurance, or human relations, or really any number of things.
What are you gonna do about those with powers?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Buck, I want everything to happen the way things are supposed to happen. And these powers manifesting at this time? They're supposed to happen.
They are?
It's human evolution.
What, like X-Men? Are there others that have powers? Like the Rhino guy?
I'm not at liberty to say.
You're not... You just let them exist?
Absolutely. They're heroes. Why would I stop them? We need them. Now, can I ask you for a favor?
What could I possibly do for you?
Well, you see, I do in fact need your brother to come back from wherever he's at. And soon.
No. You don't need him. Nobody needs him. You've got me.
And here we go.
This. I can do this. I can help. I have superpowers. I can win. Citizen, I'm here to help. Don't be afraid, for I'm the big win.
Red Rhino is created and written by Megan Fitzmartin, directed and co-produced by Gloria Isley, associate producer Sarah Schmaus, and produced by Lenita Harless, with music and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured, in order of appearance, Andrew Nowak as Angelo, Kyle Tai as Buck Whitaker, Hershey Wingler as Evangeline, and Michael Slavinger as Taylor Hall. Our Season 2 theme features Lauren Miller on the viola and violin, and Alexis Leon on the bassoon. Theme recording engineer was Manuel Ramos, assisted by Samuel Morris and mastered by Daniel Eaton. Thanks to Merry Mansion for our logo. Also thanks to our amazing Patreons for supporting us. We'd like to give a special shout out to Aaron Altman. Please consider supporting us by going to patreon.com/Red Rhino Podcast. We will be back in 2 weeks with the next episode of Red Rhino.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.